Lauren, what do you find out that people don't really know about chocolate?
What people don't know about chocolate is where it comes from, that it's grown on trees, that it's harvested in, you know, near the equator, and that it takes one tree will create only 2 pounds of chocolate a year.
What goes into making some of that decadent stuff that's going to appear on our webpage?
Everything is handmade, so everything starts from scratch. And we don't use any fillers or preservatives, and everything is all natural.
As head chocolatier, what's an average day in your life like?
An average day is looking at inventory and creating production for the week, maintaining, making sure that we're fulfilling orders, and then creating new pieces for our new lines. We have several new flavors out. We have 3 new beer caramels out. We have a stout, a nut brown, and a raspberry beer. And then we also have a dessert shop out that has a cookie praline, a cookie dough, and a cake truffle.
Totally unfair question. If you could only eat one of them, which one would you eat?
Ooh, probably the cake a lot, which is the cake truffle.
Which I just bought two of, purely for research purposes, you realize.
Yes.
I'll report on.
Yes, enjoy.
What about what you've learned about chocolate as head chocolatier in the last year? So what didn't you know about chocolate that you now do?
That chocolate is always changing and you always get to learn from it. Once you think you know something, something happens and you're like, how did this happen and how am I going to fix it?
Like what, for example?
We had an issue with our peppermint pianos and they were exploding, literally exploding from the inside out. And we just had to backtrack and start troubleshooting, and we finally, we think, figured it out, but we're reselling them now.
What in the world makes chocolate explode?
We don't know. Yeah, but it was pretty awesome.
I can imagine the mess.
It was messy. We had all these stores with pictures and we're like, oh my gosh, but we fixed the problem and now we're reselling them. So it's something you're always learning from.
How did you yourself get interested in making chocolate as your career?
I went to pastry school. I went to Le Cordon Bleu in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I took a bunch of classes, you learn a bunch of things, but chocolate was my favorite.
Other than exploding chocolates that you didn't expect, is there any downside to being a chocolatier?
I don't think there's a downside, but I probably don't like chocolate as much as I did when I started.
How in the world do you not manage to eat it every minute of every day?
Well, I think once you see it every day, you kind of loses its, you know, freshness and appeal. Not that I don't still enjoy it, I just don't crave it every day.
What is one of the very most fun historical facts about chocolate you've ever heard?
That we just found out on that big display over at the Orange County Fair that I think the first chocolate bar didn't come in to play until like the 1700s. It was always just cocoa powder.
I wish you would draw a word picture for me of where we are right now and what's going on around us.
Okay, so we're at the Orange County Fair, and the theme this year is Home Sweet Home, and Zan is the sweet part. So we're in the culinary building right now, and we've got food demos going on next to us. We've got a huge chocolate display, and then right here we're selling chocolates and we're showing people our tempering unit.
What's this over here?
That is a chocolate tempering unit. So what it's doing is it's agitating and cooling the chocolate, so to maintain it at a temperature in which the chocolate is tempered.
I promise not to stick a spoon in it, but it's awfully, awfully tempting.
I know. Everybody keeps asking if they can put their finger in it.
I assume it's not just no, but no way.
It is no way.
What has been your absolute favorite experience working with Zan Confections as chocolatier and now as head chocolatier?
My favorite experiences are, well, I love creating new pieces. That's been probably one of my most fun things to do. And really the fair. This is brand new for us. This has been an awesome experience for us.
Tell me quickly before I go about your first day here at the fair as part of Zan Confections.
The first day at the fair was amazing. It was insanity. We weren't expecting it, but we did amazing sales, and our booth was wall-to-wall people. So it was awesome.
Lauren, thank you for your time.
Thank you.